Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 60. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Gentlemen, how are you?
Good.
I'm doing good.
You know what? I think that's the first time Nate came in.
I know. I like it.
I beat him.
You did.
I could tell you. You're good. I got
good.
Well, you physically beat me, and then you beat me to the mic.
let go of Sean. Nate.
These two black eyes I got over here.
How's your lip?
I'm good.
He's like, it'll
heal.
Yeah, you're all right.
Time wounds all heals. No,
you gotta taste your own blood every once in a while.
Time heals all wounds.
Something like that.
It's from the beating.
You guys are good. Is that what the answer is? Okay.
Yeah,
I would say yes.
Good. The computer cooperated this time, Nate.
Yes, this time it's cooperating.
It's got a mind of its own.
Good job.
It must be. I'm gonna say it.
What?
Female.
It's kind
of I love you ladies out there. I'm doing it this time.
Sean said it.
And
not Nate or I. We do not endorse his opinion.
Anything that Sean says and does in this podcast. Yeah.
So I have a quick story.
Yeah.
Rachel was home cleaning, vacuuming, and she turned around and the ceiling fan in the living room here was spinning backwards on its own.
Whoa.
And she was like, instantly text me. She's like, "What is going on?" And I was like, "I don't know." And sent her an emoji of a ghost.
that was comforting.
Yeah.
What? So you weren't here?
I was at work.
Boys were at school.
Yes.
Oh.
So she's literally here all by herself.
Because that's the first thing. Oh, he did it. And they did it.
Sammy's not here
anymore. So I was giving her excuses as to why it was spinning. And
a breeze wasn't coming through.
She didn't want to.
Didn't want to hear any of them.
Hear my opinions.
Could be the tulpa. Could be.
So she told me to let you guys know we need to get whatever creepy stuff we brought here out of here.
Out.
Don't look at me. Sean's the one that trash talks.
So
him.
Do you? Here's a possible theory.
Ain't my fault.
Didn't we talk about with Harrison? We talked about the Yankees having that jet stream that causes home runs.
Yeah, right.
Maybe you got
cheaters.
The Yankee,
by the way,
the Yankee jet stream going on.
I'd rather have shadow figures and demons than
the
Yankee
jet stream.
Somebody you can give them a five.
What's up, Frank?
It is weird though. Like you don't have any kind of. It's not your air. Like it doesn't do that normally. It's not like your new.
No.
You guys got a new air conditioning unit.
It's not like she had the windows open with a major air current.
So, okay. Doesn't sound like there's anything like
that is
and is spinning backwards. Last time I had it on, I had it, the right way to blow air down.
That is weird.
And I noticed that. I text her back. So you do realize it's spinning in reverse.
Is it? Do you think it could be Sam saying hello?
Maybe. I don't know.
Could be. Could have farted. And he's just letting mom know.
Yeah, right.
Breaking wind.
Wouldn't that be? She's like, wait a minute. I smell something too.
Sam. I love you too, Sam.
two things to this. One, okay. So the fan was not on.
It was not on.
Okay.
She said she wasn't even near the switches.
So that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. If it has been spinning the correct way, that's eerie, right? Because it's like, okay, I didn't turn it on. Nobody's. And then the other part is it's spinning the opposite way. So there's two creepy factors to that. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Rachel. Ghost.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. So we are
moving
here.
On.
Moving on.
That is a good one. Man. Oh, gosh. Sorry about
That's
you.
That's weird, man.
You didn't That's why we say at work. Sorry about you.
Sorry about you.
I'll go
good
home tonight.
Good luck with that.
I'll go home tonight. Wait a minute. The fan's spinning. Opposite way. No.
This was a surprise story, too. Nate didn't tell us the story.
No.
Just popped that one on.
Honest reaction.
When did that happen?
Here.
When?
Tuesday.
Oh, yesterday.
Last
Tuesday. Yeah.
Oh, you've been holding on to it.
Mm. I forgot about it.
Oh.
that's you write yourself notes. That's what I do.
Yes, that's a good story.
That's cool, though, yeah.
Just blame him.
Wow.
Listeners, I'm pointing across to Sean.
This is fair.
Where did we go last? Was it Waverly?
Well, I have paraphernalia from Waverly.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I thought we were going to tell the Waverly people, but yeah, I took a few things.
He took some bricks.
Life has not been
not
the same
bricks,
since,
but
yeah.
Briquettes. Brick chips.
Gravel.
Brick rocks.
chips.
All right. Hey, Creepies, we are glad you're joining us. This is Middle Age Mini number 60. Sean, what are we going to talk about?
We are going to talk about something called Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary in Tennessee.
East Tennessee.
East Tennessee.
And we love our Tennessee listeners.
We do.
I don't think we have any.
Especially the East. We like them in all directions. But this is Todd's pick, so I'm going to say that before I forget. Because I might.
So how'd they come up with this name?
We're going to get into some of that.
There's a...
I figured they've walked up and said, it's sort of brushy here.
It's brushy.
It's by a mountain. Oh, weird. Brushy mountain?
That makes sense to me, Earl. All right.
Earl.
No offense to any Earls out there.
Any Earl.
Please,
yeah.
I just picked that name out. I could have said Ricardo. I don't know. Okay, I'm just going to be quiet.
Wouldn't have the same effect, though, with Ricardo. Okay.
Yeah.
So, let's consult our friend's Wikipedia.
Do so, please.
Because we love doing that. Just to give you a little foundation for Brushy. Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary, last named Brushy Mountain Correctional Complex, also known as Brushy, was a large maximum security prison in the town of Petros. I'm overemphasizing that. Petros.
Is it Petros? Probably heard on one of the videos.
Okay, there. Petros. In Morgan County, Tennessee, operated by the Tennessee Department of Correction. It was established in 1896 and operated until 2009. The grounds of the prison are now included in part of the Barkley Marathons.
Mm-hmm. I was excited about this.
Yes. Well, this is a great suggestion, actually.
I'm going to assume that neither of you had ever heard of Brushy Mountain.
No, I would say no.
I'm going to brag. You know, something I don't like to do. I've known about it for about 2 weeks.
Two whole weeks.
I just did I was trying to look at haunted prisons. One of my many breaks at work. Nobody's listening that I work with.
You were. Probably.
And I was just looking up haunted prisons around the world, around the nation. And I was like, in the South. So this one came up as one of the most haunted in East Tennessee. So that's how I knew nothing about it. I didn't hear anything on a podcast or so. I just kind of found it by searching, dove a little bit into it, and I thought this would be a good mini. So, a lot of, and then the more you dive into it, what a history.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's old. It's got a lot of, it was a maximum security prison.
Yeah, I was going to say it's maximum security, right?
And you're looking at 1896 to 2009 is a long time. So it's, just 13 years ago, it shut down. So it's, a lot of these prisons, they shut down 30, 40 years ago. It's just 13.
Another name it had was, nickname it had was the End of the Line.
End of the Line. Did you see that? Yes.
I bet a lot of prisons are called that, though.
A lot of the videos I listened to, there's about two or three of them that they always mentioned that because they were like, you got the worst of the worst that go there. And if you had your chances over and over and over, and when you got sent there, that's the end of the line. You're done. They've had enough of you, pretty much. So yeah, I'm glad you brought that up though, because I forgot about that.
I think it's interesting. I don't know how much you wanted to talk about this. I just briefly, because I found the interesting, like the history of how it got opened and owned by the state and everything. So I'll read that real quick. Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary opened in 1896 in the aftermath of the Coal Creek War, an 1891 lockout of the coal miners that took place in Coal Creek in Briceville, Tennessee, after miners protested the use of unpaid convict leasing in the mines. This labor conflict was eventually resolved in favor of the coal miners with a bill passing the Tennessee State Legislature. To abolish the conflict labor system to be replaced by the Brushy Mountain Mine and Prison. The mountainous secure site was located with the help of a consulting geologist, and Brushy Mountain convicts built a railroad spur, worked the coal mines on site, operated coke ovens, or farmed. And at the end of all the state's convict lease agreements on January 1st, 1986, some 210 of those prisoners became the first inmates of Brushy Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So they were trying to take over a bunch. They were using a lot of inmates for coal mining, mm-hmm. and the coal miners obviously got mad. That's when they went on strike. And
they're taking their jobs.
So they basically, the state's like, well, fine, we'll just get our own coal mine. But they found the most profitable land. That's why they use geologists, and they're like, okay, fine, we'll play in our own little sandbox here and
there's a
make lots of money. And they did.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought this. So what I had researched and listened to on a video, they kind of got into that. Yeah, the coal miners got really upset about that because they were moving into their, you know, their job.
Right.
You know, taking away their work. Mm-hmm. They, it was actually like a, I'm not say a war, but a fight. So they got armed. They armed themselves and they, you know, challenged the prison and they won, the miners. So basically they packed them up on the train, the prison, mm-hmm. The prisoners.
Prisoners, yeah.
And the workers, got them out of there. So that's what, yeah, they won. I'm like, ooh. Yeah, they said that the town was not happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
And then the coal miners, it's like, okay, we'll go to battle with them. Yeah, and they won.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of it. It looks like a pretty cool place.
It's big.
Down in a valley. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's got the mountains around.
It's surrounded by mountains.
And again,
right?
I'm not sure how they
it's
came
bushy.
Up with bush, brushy.
It's brushy.
Brushy.
Bushy. It's, well, I mean, you know, bushy tails or.
I promised myself I wouldn't call it bushy.
I know. Yeah, I think that's a great story though. You know?
It is,
and they have a lot of entrances, like outside the walls of the actual prison. There's a bunch of these in the cliffs and in the rock.
They called it Tennessee's Alcatraz, and they said, which is funny because not only did people try to escape all the time,
they did.
So they're like, it really wasn't. It's like, oh, it's an unescapable prison. No, it's not.
No,
they're probably like. Bears will get them.
There was one funny, yeah. I don't know if you're going to tell a story, I hope not, but there was one funny story where a prisoner tried to escape and they were going to shoot him and he put his hands up and he goes, you can't blame a guy for trying.
Exactly, yeah.
And I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's like, don't shoot.
Yeah, don't shoot. Yeah.
Like, and you can't blame, yeah.
I have a really good southern accent too along with that. But.
So one of the videos, the guy was telling that story and I love those accents, and he had a great Tennessee accent. He was you can't blame a man for trying.
For
I just the way he
I know.
Said that.
I wasn't going to try to do it as well, but yeah.
Yeah, so the history is pretty wild. They've got a lot. It was, like I said, maximum security.
And it was a wooden structure.
Originally
built by the prisoners.
Correct.
And then in 1920, they made it into a castle-like building from stone that was also mined by the prisoners.
Correct, yeah. And a lot of prisons are like that. I think they were in charge of raising their own, you know, like vegetables and the food. You know,
it's pretty cool.
They had livestock, I think, and they had to. I mean, they had to do what it took to feed themselves. You know,
and it was
so hard work. Obviously,
it was closed in 2009, but it still acted as a prison up to 2008. So it was the oldest operating prison in Tennessee. That's pretty wild.
I see. There's alleged abuse.
Oh, there was none. No, I'm kidding.
That's insane. What are you talking about?
Pretty brutal. So this is not going to be a surprise, but they had a section of the prison called The Hole.
Mm-hmm.
I think every prison, or at least your major prison. Yeah. Not good.
The boo box.
Yeah.
Solitary confinement, right?
So they had these guys in there, and just pitch black for some of like 30 days straight, and then if they were good, you know, they'd come out, but they said a lot of the guys went blind. Because of their eyes.
Total darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've never heard that. I guess I could see like when they come out at first, but they said they literally went blind.
You can do that. If you like blindfold yourself too long, we've done that
you've done that.
I have done
over
that
here,
to,
Sean.
To patients. Yeah, no.
Oh,
but they do. They say, don't make sure you don't use eye patches or covers too long with people. Because you can mess up their vision.
Right.
I guess we're not getting any signals, so we're done.
Oh,
so yeah.
That makes sense. But like,
it's very strange, but it can happen. Vision is something you'd be very tricky.
So they had the hole, and it was not good. And also, did you see the torture that some of the guys went?
I did.
So, obviously pretty barbaric. And I think this was done in like the, up to like the 40s or 50s. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, and you can correct me
if I am.
That
sounds right.
They would hang these guys from their thumbs.
Yeah.
And they were like an inch above the ground. Mm. And just, and they would hang there, and then they finally abolished that. But, yeah, like Nate said, it wasn't good.
No.
It wasn't a good place to be, and they tortured them. I mean, it's one thing to put them in prison, but come on, you know.
There's a lot of darkness there, they say. Which talking about
a lot of deaths. They said estimated 10,000 deaths.
Yeah,
is what I read.
Paranormal groups that go there, they say they feel like they're not supposed to be there, like they're not welcome there.
And the miners, or I'm sorry, not, the prisoners were, they would go into the mines to work, and then a lot of them, because they wouldn't get treated well, they actually took some of the prisoners hostage in the mines
mines
until their demands were met to have better conditions.
They said that happened often.
Yeah, and what do you think happened? And then they'd come back up, and then they were thrown in the hole or tortured. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't. The prison didn't hold up to their end of the bargain.
No, I thought they unionized.
No,
no.
So yeah, they obviously went back on their word on the agreement that they would treat them better, and they treated them worse.
Yeah,
hence the
it's like Shawshank Redemption kind
yeah,
of stuff.
They,
truly.
Yeah. So not a, and that's bad. I mean, I get the prisoners, and I'm like all about do your time, and you know it should be prison, but come on, you know. So yeah, a lot of miners died in the mines and were not brought up. They just left them there. Mm-hmm. And so they never had proper burial. There you go. We'll get into a little bit of
mine shafts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And then even some of the prisoners died. So there's a lot of people that were not, honored when they, when they died, they didn't get treated even after they died. So, yeah. Who wants to tell about the most famous inmate? Sean?
Of course.
Go ahead.
The facility's most famous inmate was James Earl Ray. Many an evil man served time at Brushy. James Earl Ray, which is Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassin, was one of them. The Brushy Mountain, according to the Brushy Mountain ghost tours. On June 10th, 1977, he and six other prisoners escaped over the back wall. One was shot and killed, and everyone, including Ray, were captured and returned to their cells within 3 days.
They only made it 8.5 miles.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good,
That's pretty good, though, yeah, for an escape.
Yeah, they said, considering the rugged terrain, it served its duty.
Yeah. They do a race every year. I think it's like 15,
that marathon.
Yeah, the marathon. And through the
Barclay.
Huh?
It's called Barclay, yeah.
Barclay.
Mm-hmm. Is it? And only 15 people have made it. And they're trained.
Yeah, right.
So he's just trying to escape, and he made it.
That's
not
pretty
bad.
Good. Yeah.
And then conditions. Yeah.
And that's one guy, right? James Earl.
Yep.
Ray.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. James Earl and Ray. James Earl Ray is
Earl
one guy.
Is
yeah.
back in this discussion.
He is the horrible person that shot and killed Dr. Martin Luther King. Horrible. Was it 68? 16, I think it's 1968.
I believe that
sounds
is correct.
Right.
And also, that wasn't the only time. He tried, I think, six or seven times. He
can't blame
either
the fella for trying.
No. He tried to escape or did, they said, because it was funny, yeah, they call it the Alcatraz, but a lot of guys literally got out of there. Mm. But, one guy, did you see the story? Either one of you, the one guy escaped. Gets out of the actual grounds and was, I don't know if it was a half a day or maybe a day at the most. It was because of the rough terrain and all that. He was like hungry, beat to death, just worn out. He backtracked and went back to the prisons. And so, yeah, he was like, I can't
open
do it.
Up.
He goes, that's how bad it was. He goes, you know what? I want to go back. And he's like, I can't go further because it was so, so rough. So they said, they're like, okay, you can escape the concrete walls, but we've got a bigger wall and it's called the mountains and good luck. So either you're going to die or you're going to come back or we'll eventually get you. So they had that to their advantage,
MLK Jr. he was shot April 4th, 1968 in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you were absolutely correct.
Yeah, James Earl Ray, not a good dude. Not a lot of good dudes here. They had a lot of infighting, attacks. People got killed, shanked.
They were calling it like basically a dungeon prison, and which I think is interesting. That almost sounds medieval or European,
They did. They called
the Bastille or something. That's what I think of, chains on the wall kind of thing.
1600s type.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And they talked about how you were talking about upwards of 10,000 different spirits might still reside there. And one of the videos, I don't know if you saw the one where they were basically being chased by demon spirits. So the darkness from, did you see that one at all?
Tell me, I can't.
Those tunnels, the coal mine tunnels, and even in some of the, like, solitary confinement, just such evil and mean spirits. But that's it. We've talked about this before, where you can have dark, from the souls that were there, there's a lot of darkness, criminals and the horrible things they did. But you're also bringing in more evil spirits from that darkness residing there. So it's kind of weird.
It's kind of compounds. But real quick, back to the James Earl Ray. His cell was number 28. So when people investigate or they go on tours, that's the cell that is famous, I guess, infamous. Cell number 28 that housed him. So, yeah. And actually, he was brought in, and he was segregated from the general population. I speak that prison language. I speak the lingo. G-pop, they call him. Gen-pop. Yeah, just because of what he did, you know, because he was, he killed Dr. Martin Luther King, and then, not that he was a celebrity, but he was obviously well-known after that, so they had to keep him separate. But just a crazy, crazy place. A lot of death, a lot of bad things going on there. Not a good place.
Other notable inmates include Byron Looper, who was convicted in 2000 of the murder of State Senator Tommy Burks and began serving his life sentence there at Brushy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. George Hyatt, or however you say that.
I think it's Hyatt.
The E throws me. Sorry.
Yeah.
One of the perpetrators of the 2005 Kingston courthouse shooting was imprisoned there at the time of the incident. A notable, albeit fictional, occasional inmate is Otis Lee Crenshaw, the trailer-dwelling country music singer created by comedian Rich Hall. Another fictional inmate was Ray McDear, the brother of protagonist Mitch McDear in the novel The Firm. And in the novel The Silence of the Lambs, Dr. Hannibal Lecter makes a deal in which he is to be transferred to the prison in exchange for information about the serial killer Buffalo Bill that would enable authorities to rescue his latest victim, Catherine Martin, the daughter of junior state senator Ruth Martin. So, and that information is later proven to be false by Clarice. So, anyway.
Clarice.
Spoiler alerts all around.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it goes on into other like fictional characters, and even in a song, it's mentioned. So, it's the leading track of 2014 album Remedy by Old Crow Medicine Show. I have no idea what that is. It's entitled Brushy Mountain Conjugal Trailer.
They're big on the Wagon Wheel. So.
Yeah, I had that on my iTunes.
The Wagon Wheel
that what's the name wrote back in the 60s?
Dylan.
Thank you.
There you go.
Bob Dylan. He didn't finish it, so they finished it.
Yeah.
So they did.
I found that prisoners were severely beaten and hanged on the property.
By their thumbs?
One was even chopped up and flushed down the toilet.
That's nasty. That is gross. But I'm not surprised. That's how bad it was. So I think there could be some hauntings or
I think you're right.
Something going on there.
They say the area.
Someone talking out of the toilet?
There's.
Wait a minute.
They're talking out of their butt. No.
Right. Keeps flushing.
Don't mind him. That's just Earl.
Flush the guy out. No, here he was. What?
Yeah, it's Earl.
Yeah,
Earl. So the different areas that when you go for on a tours and paranormal excursions, right? There's the A block, the B block, the D block, the chapel, the auditorium. There's a hospital there. There's a gymnasium, laundry, the cafeteria, the courtyard, the hole, and the yard. And, of course, there's the mines.
So some of the paranormal activity.
Mm-hmm.
So did you watch any of the videos or see any of the pictures of the laundry facility?
I did not.
They still have the washers and dryers in there. They're industrial size. These things are take your average washer and dryer times 2.5.
Huge, right?
Right. And makes sense because of the place it is. Real quick fact, they said that in the 40s and 50s, some of the townspeople, the prison allowed them to bring their laundry, and the prisoners would
wash it
for free. It's just part of their work assignment. Anyway, but these places, this laundry facility is huge, and they still have the units in there, which is cool. And a lot of people that investigate, and some of the people that there's two ladies that are pretty much in charge of the tour, the paranormal tour, and the historical tour. They hear a lot of the washing machines or the dryers running by themselves, or like the doors opening, like somebody's opening and closing it, like they're trying to put a load in all the time. So that's and it's loud. They're big, and they said there's no doubt.
There's now also a museum there, apparently, too. And there's a movie theater that every half hour they show a documentary called The Hole.
Yeah.
About solitary confinement.
Right, right. I watched a video of some investigators, and they were in there all night, kind of like what we did with Waverly, you know, or Whispers of State, they're in whatever, 8-10 hours. Multiple investigators, they all heard growls. And in some of the other people that have investigated and do the tours, they hear in certain areas a lot of growling. I'm like, that's not good. That's not, you don't want that.
Right.
There's no dogs in there. So
was anybody hungry?
Yeah.
Belly growl.
I don't think it's a belly growl. Could be. Mine growled the other night, and my gosh, our dogs were like, "What the heck?" Yeah. So that's something that's kind of creepy.
Oh yeah. Well, growling. They say that with those tours, they give it gives you a really good idea of what it would be like to be behind bars, and then it says it makes you wonder what you would do. If you were locked up for the rest of your God-given life.
Mm-hmm.
And it calls some of the things that these guys did, the inmates did, unforgivable. They committed unforgivable crimes. So, I mean, that leaves the imagination, leaves it up to your imagination of, you know, just horrible things they did to other people, and then obviously horrible things happened to them as well.
Right. I had in my notes, too, I about the washing machines and the dryers, a lot of them shake.
On their own.
Like kind of like if they're off balance. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's around and nobody's doing a load of laundry.
The ghosts, sir.
Yeah, I guess so. Shadow figures are very popular around the prison. Makes you think, yeah.
Odors.
Mm-hmm.
There's still stank there, which I mean,
Go ahead.
Between where it's located, too. I mean, no offense against Tennessee. I don't mean it that way.
No,
but,
I know.
But the coal mines and the fact that it's a rundown, you know, jail, prison facility. Right. I shouldn't say jail, but prison facility. It's gonna be stanky.
Sure.
A lot of death there.
Oh yeah. I just forgot what I was gonna say. Oh my gosh. Oh, but I'm sorry.
Middle aged.
Yeah, there you go. Middle aged moment. That's my middle aged moment.
Middle aged moment. Yeah.
The shadow figures are seen a lot, and it made me think of Waverly, because there is one. I'm not sure if it's a certain cell block or a floor. But they have one called the Creeper.
Yeah.
Just like Waverly.
Yeah, every good place has a Creeper.
Yeah, I kind of laugh when I heard that. I'm like, of course it's got a Creeper. Hey.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's malevolent.
Let's hear it for the Creeper.
Yeah, yeah. So these two, I think it's a husband and wife, or maybe it could have been friends. I don't know. But they were really hoping to see the Creeper. And I chuckled because it sounded like, I was like, I hope I want to see the Creeper at Waverly. I thought of myself. I'm like.
That'd be me.
Yeah. A lot of cell doors slamming, doors just, you know, your normal doors shutting, opening and shutting, nobody's around. So I would pretty much guess there's something going on.
Yeah.
Just with the history and how long and all the different, just think of all the people that came and went, died, got tortured, you know.
We've talked about this before, but when you have a place like this where people did, you know, they stayed in these horrible conditions, they worked in horrible conditions, they died in horrible conditions.
Yeah.
Why would you want, we talked about that with way back when we talked about Alcatraz and some other of these, you know, jails and prisons. Like, why would you want your spirit to linger there? But, you know, you get those energies get stuck, you know, who knows? But a lot of times it's that negative part of the energies that tend to be there. So, but is no bueno, bad mojo.
Yeah.
They actually have end of the line moonshine.
Oh, there you go. Now, see, that's some marketing right there.
One of the ladies that, like I said, those two women that do the tours, they had mentioned that. They're like, come on, because the lady that's interviewing them, she was like, so how can people help out? Because they're trying to renovate it. They're trying to fix it up because it's
get that stank out of there.
Yeah. And she goes, how can people, you know, help out? You take donations? And they're like, sure. They're like, but yeah. She's like, well, come and visit, you know, and take a tour, or especially when it's fixed up. Because I guess they want to do concerts there. They actually want to fix it up.
Now that would, well, there have been
because they really do want to drum up because the town really relies on that, kind of filters to the town, you know, because they say, well, if it doesn't, it's just going to not
even
exist.
When it was still a prison, they said that different artists would go through there and perform. I think the one that I remember the most notable was Tim McGraw.
Okay.
That performed there.
I didn't know any specific artists, but yeah.
That's the one I can remember.
Okay.
I see a clear picture of the bottle. It says end of the line scared straight Tennessee moonshine.
So you know that?
Yeah,
that's good, man.
And so that was the other thing she said. She goes, you know, come in, and when we have concerts, just, you know, we got to get people in, and, you know, and she goes, and come, and I thought she was kidding, but she goes, and come in and buy some moonshine. And I'm like, oh, sure.
Yeah.
No, they really do. They have, it's called end of line moonshine.
Right.
That's, yeah, I just thought she was kind of playing on that whole Tennessee location. But no, she's serious.
She's dead serious.
Do you have any other stories, historical or from the paranormal?
No, but I think this is a really good place. We would certainly go and investigate and visit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Real quick, it's outside. Now they have it covered. Like, part of it's open. I mean, mm-hmm. there's no cover over it, but there's I think it's the D block.
D block.
And it's outside.
Okay.
And they housed in multiple people, like the worst of the worst. Mm. And then that was where they could get their...
It's just like herding animals.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah, it did. It looked like... It's not, and that's where they kind of get... That's where they get their exercise.
Yeah.
They're still within... they're confined because mm-hmm. they cannot let them be with the general population mm-hmm. because that's, you know, or they'll just kill them. So they're... Yeah, so that what they do is they're housed in an enclosed cell.
Yeah.
So when it's time for them to get some fresh air or their exercise, they're still within mm-hmm. bars. It's just a little bit longer. It's kind of like a narrow type cell. And they said, and there's, you know, it could be 10 people. Like, how much room? You're
able to move. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't get to run. Or I'm sorry, they don't get to walk just the grounds or the basketball court or the gymnasium. They don't get your traditional.
That's why they said they had so many breakouts. Was because they had, you know, when they took them to the mines and all that kind of stuff when they had to work. It's people had. They said even people that only had just a short time left to serve still try. You know, the temptation was too great to try to escape. Like, I'm going to try this anyway.
Well, yeah.
So
because they gave some of them jobs that they had access to vehicles.
Yes,
and they would run into town. And
good behavior and getting out soon and all that stuff. So they trusted them. Yeah. And oops. Nope. Bad idea.
Yeah. They said a lot of them came back, but a lot of them didn't.
Bad idea genes, right?
So, mm-hmm. And again, what did we say? Can't blame a man for trying.
Right. With a thick southern accent. The thicker the better.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I'm all brushied out.
You're brushied out. Yeah. Nate, what do you got to say, brother?
Well, I think we can brush you this one off the list. That's a wrap.
Nice.
I like it.
You like it?
I do like it.
You like it a lot?
I like it a lot.
Good job.
Good job.
Well, Creepies, we want to thank you, as always, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 60 and our discussion on the Brushy Mountain State Prison. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.